Well, as Asher said, I'm Kevin Friesen, and indeed, I did lose my wife, Brenda, on the 19th of March of this year. And she lost her battle, or actually won her battle in the sense of being healed from that. And prior to that, she had suffered with cancer for almost 7 years. And it was June 4th of 2018 when she and I were in the car just to the east of Integris Health building over there, and we were crying because we had just heard the news from Dr. Jackson that she had what he thought was ovarian cancer. And so it was after the first of three major surgeries that we found out that it was appendix cancer instead. And so that began the great battle of our lives. And I would love at some point to be able to tell all of you and whoever else all the stories and the things that happened over the 7 years. There's so many things that happened through just all the things, the hardships, the surgery, those three surgeries, two of which were more difficult and more risky than open heart surgery. There was a whole year of chemo. There were lots of long hospital stays. I would love to be able to tell you about all the things that happened during that time. Also about God's grace and mercy to us through our life group, through the prayers of you, my brothers and sisters. I can't thank you enough for all of your prayers. And also since that time for all of your prayers. And so I hope that someday I can maybe tell you more about it, but there's not time tonight. So I'm gonna limit it down to a few things. Losing my wife has been way more difficult than I ever imagined it could be. I struggle greatly every day with missing her. I've never been a crier in my life, and I have shed more tears than I could ever believe that I could have. I've had all of the why her, why me, why now questions. I've had and thought through a lot of regrets, like things I didn't say, things I didn't do. A whole bunch of things I wish we would have talked more about. It has been a lot harder than I expected. I have and I continue to feel deep loss and lostness, frankly, just not knowing sometimes what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's difficult to explain when people ask, like, how I'm doing. I've hurt very, very much for our kids and all the things that they're going through, which, I haven't lost a parent yet. I don't really know what they're going through. And so that's been hard as well. One of the lowest times for me happened at about 5 months. Well, it was exactly 5 months after she passed away. And I wrote a bunch of things down. I was sitting on our porch and it was raining. And I wrote a bunch of things in verse down. And one of the phrases I wrote was, "Her hand in mine, her presence close, are two of millions I miss most." And it's been a sad situation because of that. I just, there's so many things. So it leads me to the main reason what I want to share tonight in my testimony, and that is to tell you about what God has been teaching me about holding two things in tension at one time. So early on, even before Brenda and I were married, there were a couple of goals that we set. A lot of people set lots of audacious goals for themselves in their marriage and their family, and that's great. And we had a lot of little goals through our marriage, but we set two big goals whenever we were first married, and we actually talked about these a lot. And the first goal was to beat my grandparents' record for marriage, which was 68 and a half years. So Brendan and I talked about this all the time. We're like, that's it. That's our goal. That was our number one goal, okay? And both of us came from homes that had divorce. And so we determined we are going to win this. We are going to beat this, that record. The second one was to raise our kids in a godly home where they heard the gospel, where they saw the gospel, where they knew that their parents loved them no matter what. And by God's grace, we were able to meet that second goal, although very imperfectly. By God's grace, We made it halfway to our first goal, 33 and a half years, almost halfway. But also at the same time, in his sovereignty, we only made it halfway there. And our marriage ended when he took her home. And this has been a source of joy because she no longer suffers, but it has also been a deep, deep sense of pain for me without her. And this is the tension that I have, because it's a tension between what I know to be true as a believer and what I find to be true, like boots on the ground. Okay, these two things. And there's a tension there, and it's a fierce battle and much more hard than I ever expected it would be. This battle between these two things. And someone recently told me that it's only Christians that can actually hold these two things at one time. And in a word, it's called lament. It's called lament. And so I want to, Psalm 130 is an example of this. There's about one third of the Psalms are laments, but listen to Psalm 130. It says, "Out of the depths I cried to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy." Verses 1 and 2. And then skip ahead. Verse 5 says, you hear the first part. Verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope." So I've experienced more lament and what that means than I didn't even know what it meant. And the thing you find as you read the Psalms and about lament is that many times these psalmists are asking lots of questions. And I've had a lot of questions too. Questions like, how is it possible, like the psalmist here, to have hope in the midst of deep angst? How can I have joy in the midst of sorrow? How is it possible to have peace when I'm hurting so deeply? How is it possible to be confident in my future when I feel so very lost and frankly, sometimes don't know what to do today? How is it possible to feel whole when half of me is gone? How is it possible to live alone but not be alone? These are good questions, right? So all of these kind of come down to one question, and this is the question that I've landed on, and that is Jesus truly enough? Is Jesus truly enough? Or what it says here, the psalmist says, you know, or is his word enough? So the psalmist says yes to that. He says, in his word, I hope. He goes through these things about being in the depths, and he says, in his word, I hope. So in my head, I know this to be true, but practically, I'm definitely struggling with this because the two goals that I mentioned that we had are both gone. Like, our kids are out of the house. They have their own lives. And I don't have a marriage. So what do we do about that? So I can't fully answer these questions yet, and especially this last one. So I just am testifying to you tonight that I'm seeking to place my trust in the Lord day by day. Brenda did it. She did it all the days she had cancer, and they were difficult and painful and sad days. I only recently realized that the time that she had cancer was 20% of our marriage, over 33 and a half years. And I'm the only one who saw her on a daily basis in the really bad and hopeless times. And I can say that I witnessed her. I witnessed her faithfully depending on Christ. Not perfectly, but faithfully depending on her. I witnessed the inner joy that she had in the midst of the sorrow of her body failing. And she beautifully exemplified what it meant to trust in Christ and his work on the cross. And now she's in glory, seeing him face to face. Man, that is a great thing. That's a great thing. It's really too wonderful to comprehend. So recently I have been meditating on Psalm 138. And I just wanted to read a little bit from this. So 138, it's a great psalm about thanksgiving. I would encourage you to read the entire psalm several times. But at the end, Psalm 138, 7 through 8, it says this. Listen to this. "Though I walk in the midst of trouble," left hand, look at this. "Though I walk in the midst of trouble," over here,
You preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. One thing I realized about this passage is that it shows what happens on the in reality, and that is we walk in the midst of trouble, right? This is it. This is what we do. We walk in the midst of trouble. But it also shows us, on the other hand, the truths of God. And what I just realized was those truths go on and on and on of what he is doing. It says he is preserving. He is protecting. He is stretching out his hand and delivering. He is fulfilling his purpose, it says. He is loving, and he endures forever. And so when I was thinking about these two things for the last number of months, I always thought they're kind of in balance. But brothers and sisters, they're not in balance. His righteous right hand overtakes all of these things on the left side, all of these things that it talks about where it says we're walking in the midst of trouble. The first scripture that Brenda and I and actually our kids held on to after we found out that she had cancer was Isaiah 41:10. And the very end of that says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Kind of what it says here about his right hand. And so Brenda completed her race through this midst of trouble, as it says. She did. And now the ball is in my court to do the same in this present trouble. And so I am hoping, and frankly, I'm asking for prayer again from you, my brothers and sisters, that I might trust him to deliver me through this trouble. And that he would, as it says, fulfill his purpose in me. In closing, one of the hardest things that I've had to do is order and figure out what to put on a monument that goes out at the cemetery. In fact, for the first 3 months, I mean, I couldn't really think about it. I just couldn't do it. And finally, I knew I had to do it. There's also another problem, and that is that since I'm a designer, I can't just go in and, you know, say, just do it. So it's been a lot of back and forth, and it was difficult, and finally we got it done, and God willing, after the first of the year, we will have it and put it out there. But I just wanted to close tonight with a verse that I had them put on the back, and it's from Psalms again, Psalm 33, and there's two things that I love about this, and Brenda and I talked about this psalm. We love it because it's 33. That's how long we were married. And we also love it because it's all written in plural. It's written in plural. So this is something that we both said. It says, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Someone said that lament is faith with tears running down your face. And so I say those words with tears in my eyes, and that this is what Brenda and I wanted people to know about us. It's my ongoing desire that I would become more and more like this. It's my ongoing desire that all of you would become more and more like this. Thanks.